In computer news this week, the downside of social networking. Online social networking began much earlier than people realize. At its peak in the 1990s, American Online had social pages where people could have pictures of themselves in their interest and make online friends with people around the world. The only limitation was that everyone had to be an AOL member. People today think of Facebook as the primary social networking company, which has pretty much replaced MySpace, the previous leader. The popular movie The Social Network received 8 Academy Award nominations, and in that rare event, someone on this earth had never been on the internet and hadn't heard about it. The movie probably reached every nook and cranny of non-Facebook-aware human beings. Facebook has become a social phenomenon in less than 8 years from its development in 2005. As of February 2012, Facebook has more than 845 million active users. The current world population is 7 billion. So that means 1 out of 10 people on Earth have a Facebook page. Users must register before using the site, after which they may create a personal profile, add other users as friends, and exchange messages. Facebook allows any users who declare themselves to be at least 13 years old to become registered users of the site. The Internet Research Group, PewInternet.org, has published an online report, Social Networking Sites and Our Lives, and I have a link to this report in the transcript of this show on my Raw Bytes website, which states the following figures. The number of those using social networking sites has nearly doubled since 2008, and the population of users has gotten older. The average age of adult social network users has shifted from 33 in 2008 to 38 in 2010. Half of all adult users are now over the age of 35. Some 56% of social network users are female. There's considerable variance in the way people use different networking sites. 52% of Facebook users and 33% of Twitter users engage with the platform daily, while only 7% of MySpace and 6% of LinkedIn users do the same. On Facebook, on an average day, 15% of users update their own status, 22% comment on another's posts or status, 20% comments on another user's photos, 26% like another user's content, 10% send another user a private message. The survey also found Facebook users are more trusting than others. We found that the typical internet user is more than twice as likely as others to feel that people can be trusted. Furthermore, we found that Facebook users are even more likely to be trusting. Other findings include Facebook users have more close relationships, get more social support than other people, are much more politically engaged than most people, and Facebook revives dormant relationships. Doesn't this all seem just warm and cozy, almost like a Norman Rockwell cover? Well, like most things in the computer industry, there's more than two sides to every story, and we'll look at some of those downsides next week on Raw Bytes. For Raw Bytes, this is Frank Delaney.